Good evening. Ooh, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. I got the arrow pointed to me. Here we are, episode 12 of the Princess Podcast. We made 12 episodes, Steve.
Yeah, dude.
Holy shit.
And somebody's not hanging out with us for episode number 12.
He's not. Our,
Fidel Castro is giving him the week off.
You get the week off.
Personally, apparently you can have personal days here at Princess.
No,
but
we're getting married to bed. We both love way more than snow.
I mean, it's not till April, but they're just doing wedding food tasting.
Yeah, they're food tastings. Yeah. We tried to get them to let us go there to do the podcast there.
They wouldn't do it.
They weren't down with that, so we're hanging out with Jay again, and
it'd be kind of awkward walking into a wedding food tasting with a bottle of Jack Daniels and, like, a case of beer.
It would probably be hilarious, though. We give them a lot of great insights on what they should be ordering versus not. But so here we are, episode 12, back at Fort Bend Pub, and our man Jay is back. Jay is back, so hopefully he'll have some internet questions for us later.
Or some funny-ass jokes.
So, you know, Steve, here we are, man. A little bit past half season, halfway through the season.
Yeah.
And, you know, you and I just went through this little exercise because, as you guys know, we give game picks out.
Not like physical exercise.
No.
Because that's not what we do.
No. But we give our game picks out. We went through this little exercise to figure out where our records are at.
And you know what? We're not too bad, dude.
I mean, we're better than, like, most of the ESPN analysts out
there.
Come on,
dude. We're above 60% each.
Both of us over. So I think Steve's record was
59-52. Yep. And you were 82-49.
So I got three games on him, but he's making a comeback.
Yeah.
But I was pretty impressed with that.
Last couple of weeks were kind of a slide off for you.
Yeah.
It's you know, not
my gambling bets were indicating
I think what we actually need to do is an official GIF total of who you actually bet on, because who your game picks are different than your bets.
You know what's funny is as I was going through this today, and I updated the website, so for
you should be making money on yourself on this.
I should. So if you guys check out the website, I know we're doing an early plug, but we went back and added all of our picks from
princesspodcast.com.
Yep, and we added all our picks from week 1 through 10, and all of our picks are there. And I was going back and I was looking at them all, and I was like, man, if I would have just bet on what I picked, just money lines, right? Not the spreads or anything.
Yeah.
God, I would be killing it right now.
You wouldn't be doing too bad. Your pockets might be a little fatter.
They may well. So, but yeah, we're pretty proud of that. So as we go into this episode, listen, guys, we have a lot to talk about. But you know, really, what we want to start off is being halfway through the season. You know, Steve and I decided we were going to do our little fake half-season awards, and I think Steve's going to take over and kind of go through what we're talking about
here. Yeah, we're going to do mid-season awards. We're going to start off with Rookie of the Year, which is pretty interesting. We did have an argument before it happened, before we mentioned this. I'm going with Amari Cooper.
And obviously the only real competition is Todd Gurley. And I'm going with Todd Gurley just because,
I mean, he is going to be great, dude. He is going to be great. I think kind of last week kind of showed a little bit. He is in a very tough position to play.
Yeah.
But the Raiders wouldn't be in the position they are without Amari Cooper, dude.
I don't disagree with that. The only argument I have in favor of Todd Gurley is how bad was their running game when he was hurt, still recovering from his ACL.
I agree.
All of a sudden he comes back, and now the Rams' deeper running game is, like, explosive, and they're doing their thing.
Well,
so that's the only argument.
It's the same thing with the Raiders.
Yeah, that's true.
Where were the Raiders receivers before Amari Cooper? And all of a sudden they've got this guy that can actually just, like, dance around people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true. I know we're talking about awards, and this just made me think of something else, and as we digress, with no snow, I'm sure we're going to digress on something.
This is like freedom. Like, the chains are off, we're good.
So we were talking about Amari Cooper, Alabama wide receiver.
Yeah.
Another Alabama wide receiver in Julio Jones. He's got over 80 balls caught already. I think he was at 80 through 9 weeks.
Yeah.
He's on pace to break the record of 143.
How do you think Roddy feels about that? I know Roddy's probably happy for him, but he's like, man, is the ball going to be thrown in my direction ever?
I think Roddy realizes he's not as good as Julio Jones.
But, you know, at the same time, they're on a skid right now, dude. They've lost a lot of games in a row this month. And we were talking about them, you know, possibly, you know, being one of those undefeated teams.
You and I both had them winning division.
Yeah.
And that's something else we could really talk about. But we'll
it's
be here
now, now it's kind of now it's kind of sketchy.
Not kind of sketchy. Carolina's winning that division.
Well, no. I mean, it's kind of sketchy because everybody, you can't cut out Drew Brees out of the NFC South.
No, and they're on their way back.
You know what I mean? So them winning a couple games in a row all of a sudden puts them right back in the wild card playoff hunt. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, wild card's wide open still. The NFC not South, though. I don't know. It's tough. But what I was commenting, though, was you got two studs.
Remember, like, 3 years ago, we were talking about how garbage that division was.
Oh, yeah.
And now, all of a sudden, they're kind of, like, tough.
They are. But the whole thing, the reason I even brought that up, and I don't want to take away from the awards, but who would have thought of the two baddest wide receivers that are in the game right now, one that's probably the best in Julio Jones.
Yeah, he is the best.
And Amari, who's going to be
the best.
Right? And then
Antonio.
Amari, who's going to be.
He's going to be great.
Both
dude.
Alabama wide receivers?
He's going to be great.
Who'd have thought that Alabama
I forget who I was that. Watching on ESPN that said that compared to Marvin Harrison as far as his footwork goes. And I was like, you know what? That's
Amari's the real
That's absolutely right. Absolutely
Amari's
right. Spot
real.
On.
So
all right.
What's the next award?
So we're going to go on to the fucktard play of the year. You go ahead and guess in your mind where this is going. So
fake
now the question is,
is
who do you blame for this fucktard play of the year as far as we're talking about the Colts fake punt? So
there's really two people that you can blame.
You can.
Well, technically three, but one of them is like rest in peace, right?
I blame Chuck. You want to blame Waylon, so...
You defend. All right, so
I'm gonna defend Chuck because Griff Whalen was not supposed to be the long snapper.
Okay.
And if he would have done his job, and if Chuck would have, you know, defended the, you know, not ran that play with somebody that wasn't supposed to be in there doing that, it would have been all right.
So you're saying it's Chuck's fault? Right?
I'm saying it is Chuck's fault for calling that play.
What I'm saying is, if you're a football player and you have the ball, and you're
and
supposed
you know
to snap
you,
it,
you know you're,
and there's six people in front of you, and you're going to snap that ball, and there's one person behind you, how are you going to pass? I don't care if you practice that shit or not. Common sense in football says, don't snap that ball because we're gonna get tackled. Common sense. Just pure common sense. I give it to Whalen, and I add all the other muff punts and everything else and on top of it.
Well, as you bring up Griff Whalen, I do want to bring up, I'm going to just mention this early, I'm planting the seed early. Griff Whalen is kind of a Colts quarterback right now.
Not kind of.
Kind of. Like he was the third string for a little bit of time, even when we signed Josh Johnson.
Oh, we're foreshadowing. Josh Johnson to play here anymore, does he?
No. Yeah, so we're talking about bringing quarterbacks in this week. So anyway, we'll talk about that later. So moving on. All right.
Do you think maybe they had just watched the Little Giants and they thought they were doing the annexation of Puerto Rico?
I think that's what we should name the play.
Plug. Where's Icebox at?
I'm telling you.
Let's name it the annexation of Puerto Rico. That's what it's called now.
That's better than that. That's better than that.
All right, so now let's talk about the MVP.
Okay.
So it's kind of, there's a lot of people to bring up in this. We both agree
there's not
on
really a lot of people.
Well,
there's
there,
one person.
Well, there is, but you know, there's people in the conversation at least. We both agree on who it is. We've come up with a group of names, and they're all quarterbacks. Surprise, surprise.
On undefeated teams.
On undefeated teams. We've got Cam Newton, which is very surprising.
Yep.
That he's in on this. But man, is he playing lights out or
so,
what?
So what I'll say about Cam Newton, and I think ultimately, so Cam Newton, Andy Dalton, and Tom Brady. Are the three
we went
names,
into
right?
this year talking about he has no receivers.
Right, and that's okay. So, if you lose, and the only reason I even brought up Cam Newton because Steve and I were like, "How are we going to argue about Tom Brady?" Right? Because we both agree that it's got to be Tom Brady.
I was kind of leaving it for his, you know,
22-2, like right. He's 22 touchdowns, 2 picks. You fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
And one of the picks was a bobble. What do you mean his fault?
Yeah.
So he literally, technically, should have one pick, and they're scoring a fuck ton of points. So, Tom Brady, head and shoulders. But what I would argue is, if Cam Newton...
I didn't want to let the air out of the ball before we mentioned Tom Brady.
He wanted to play.
Anyway, go ahead.
So, if you take Tom Brady away from the Patriots, they probably still win games. They're not undefeated. But they probably still win the majority of their games that they've been in so far this year. You don't think so?
I don't agree. I mean, Garoppolo?
So, I'm thinking... Well, I'm a Jimmy fan, but I'm just thinking system versus not. If you take... The true definition of
the
most valuable player. Hold on a second. If you take the definition of the most valuable player and how much Cam does for the Panthers in passing and rushing, and he does whatever he has to do. If Cam Newton's not the quarterback of the Panthers this year.
Oh, yeah, they're done.
They're done, right? They're not even
their defense is stout. The Carolina Bears defense is definitely stout with Ron Rivera.
It is, but they're not in the conversation.
No, not at all.
Or any of that. They're not. And I still
They are the Carolina Bears, though. You know that.
I will still argue, though, the Patriots would have more wins without Tom Brady than the Panthers without Cam Newton.
I agree.
So that, I mean, by the true definition of MVP,
with the next man up, with the next man up system right. they've got in play,
Deion Lewis getting hurt. Is anyone
we'll
actually,
see, we'll see
is anyone
goes,
actually
yeah.
worried about the Patriots running game? No one's actually worried.
All right, so as we talk about Cam and the possibility of him being out, what would that do to the Cincinnati Bengals having the ginger out?
I don't really like Andy Dalton. I still don't like him.
Is it because he has no soul?
Yes. It is. I didn't say the word because Red's sitting here. I didn't say it. She knew I was going to
really,
say it.
Really, guys? Really?
She was going to look at me and she's just waiting for me to say
really?
It.
Really? Thank you.
It was the right head of
stuff. We love you. But we love you.
I'm still not sold on Cincinnati. I understand that they're 8-0. But I'm not sold on.
They're doing
he's
what
playing
is necessary.
Phenomenal.
They're
he's
doing what's phenomenal. Necessary, dude.
But
and look at him,
and
dude.
His stats are good. His numbers are good. I don't think. I mean, for me, it's clear cut. Tom Brady 1, Cam Newton 2, Andy Dalton 3. That by far, I think, is the argument. I think Aaron Rodgers, if he hadn't lost the last two games, we probably would have been talking about him.
Yeah, I mean, he's still a bad man, but he's not in
not,
the MVP
not the conversation,
conversation
after,
right now.
Not after the last two games.
No.
You know, especially when you have three quarterbacks of the leading teams that are undefeated.
I mean, Peyton can go into Denver, still throw three picks and over 76 yards.
Yeah.
So, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I can't even, like, acknowledge that comment with Aaron Rodgers right now.
Yeah,
like, he's still a great quarterback. He's going to be a great quarterback. And as far as league history goes,
sure.
He's going to. He's just going through a skid, kind of like Andrew's been going through a skid.
So we're talking about, before we get into anything else, and I know we don't have snow here, so I'm going to talk about what the fuck I want to talk about. So what I want to bring up is the undefeated, very quickly. I know we're going to talk about our picks later, and we've already kind of tooted that we actually know what the fuck we're talking about. The evidence is on the website. So go look at it. So I know we're going to talk about that. But with the undefeated, so you got the Patriots, obviously, the Panthers, and the Bengals. Those are the three undefeated. Steve, I want to ask you, what do you think the chances are of any one of them, if any of them, bring the table? And who do you think is going to lose first?
Well, I haven't seen the actual schedule for everybody,
right.
But if anyone's going to run the table, it's going to be the Patriots. They've already done it before.
So
they've lost the Super Bowl.
Before you go any further,
so,
do you think this team is better than the 07 team that actually did go undefeated and lost the Super Bowl? That was the Randy Moss year.
I want to say yes because the long threat of that isn't in there anymore, and now it's a short threat of like 15 receivers right there all of a sudden.
So you think they're better this year because of that?
I do.
Okay.
Because you don't know which side of the field to actually cover, and these guys are so good. They're such skilled players.
Yep.
Any one of them can run slot. Any one of them.
Sure.
Or any one of them can go long.
And I think Gronk is a better... I think he's almost a better weapon than the
Gronk's
long ball.
Ridiculous.
At this point,
but
right?
with Steven Chandler,
yep.
They're on the opposite side. Their two tight end offense is awesome to watch, dude.
Yeah,
it's so good.
I agree.
Not even when they play garbage teams, I'm not saying garbage teams, but at not very good professional teams.
Sure.
It just they're running a clinic, dude, on everybody. And it's fun to watch. Just like last week when they just did an onside kick just for the fuck of it.
Yeah.
They were just trying to show you.
Every bet. So
you guys
far,
aren't professionals.
Yeah.
You guys
everything
should be
about.
In the NCAA D-League.
So when I talk about the Patriots, and I'll give you my opinion on it too, there's really only, and I looked at the schedules a little bit earlier, so I don't know, I haven't memorized, but I think that the hiccups could be this week. And we won't get into that, but they're playing the Giants this week. They still have Denver, and I think the Jets are
They're playing
play
the Giants them. In New England, though.
Right.
So that'll be.
I think they're actually in New York.
Oh well,
yeah.
One way or another, like the Giants are still playing them,
right?
The Giants seem to be the kryptonite.
Just the mental aspect of that game.
Yeah,
they still have Denver. The Jets, I think, are going to play them tough as well. So those are the hiccups. But beyond that, it's going to be tough.
Yeah,
I think I said this last week when we talked about it. Though I almost think it's better for the Patriots to lose a game before they go into it. Just because they
get
are.
Get it out of the way.
But
get that motivation, get that fire back in case
Tom
it would ever
Brady.
Happen. But they've got the fire from the offseason, dude.
Yeah. But
they're
Tom,
good to go.
Exactly. And Tom Brady is so pissed at the NFL and Roger Goodell that he's going to do whatever it takes. he just looks angry on the sidelines.
Yeah.
More angry than he normally does. When he's like, fuck you.
When he's on the sidelines, you don't really see him smile anymore. No. It's just anger. He's just trying to fire everybody up around him, dude.
Yeah,
absolutely. He's doing exactly what he should be doing.
And I think that, so odds-wise, right, so we don't have to talk about each of them, but I think the Bengals are the most likely to lose a game quicker than anyone else. And we're here.
I can believe it. Like I said, I haven't seen it. So,
and I go back on our picks.
Yeah, we are going back on our picks, dude. Neither of us picked the Bengals to win hardly any games.
Steve had them at like 2-2. I think I had them at 3-1.
I mean,
if that, you know,
we were clearly
wrong about the Bengals.
We have found our nemesis.
It's the Cincinnati Bengals.
It is the Cincinnati Bungles at 8-0.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
That is now our new nemesis of the Princess podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. It has been. So, yeah, I didn't want to bring that up just because I think it was an interesting conversation. And it is an NFL record, 8-0, three teams.
It's a very strong possibility that they're going to go 9-0.
Yeah, Jay brought this up earlier and said, you know, hey, this could be, you know, obviously prolonging the record with three teams at 9-0 if all three of them win.
So we got a question from Jay.
Yep.
And it's a Bears related question.
Oh, so we're jumping ahead. Let's go.
Well, let's just get it going. Was Zach Miller's catch and the Bears' subsequent win over the Bolts a glimmer of hope or smoke and mirror illusion of Jay Cutler's abilities?
Okay,
are the Bears getting lucky or getting better?
All right, so Zach Miller, first of all, I didn't know which Zach Miller it was. I'm sitting at B-Dubs. With the Bears boys, and we were debating who that Zach Miller was. We thought it was a Zach Miller that played for Seattle and then the Raiders, but no, it was a completely different Zach Miller. So my bad for not knowing which Zach Miller it was.
Jay Cutler's abilities, don't forget about that part of the question.
So I had to bring that Zach Miller thing up because we talked about that, right? So look, that game was not on Jay in any way, and it was a win. He drove that ball, moved that ball, did exactly what you would expect a starting number one quarterback to do, and looked good doing it. And then, all of a sudden, first drive of the first game, or the first drive, throws the ball to Alshon in the end zone, and Alshon literally drops it. Not on Jay, should have been a touchdown. Then,
right.
Robbie kicks a field goal that gets blocked. So now all of a sudden we're down 7-0, or we're down 0-0, and then Chargers go down and score. No one's talking about the Bears defense being good. What I will say about Jay is he's not a bad quarterback. The reason why the media hates him, and ESPN especially, and John Gruden, watching a Monday night game with the Bears on it, shut the fuck up already. You don't like Jay Cutler because he's not on your Monday night bullshit preview stuff that John Gruden does
with everyone fucking, else. Or he's just fucking inhaling fucking Peyton's dick or whoever.
You know,
yeah,
like, no,
I agree.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
Jay stays away from all that. He doesn't get into the media. He has a show. We've talked about this, I think. I don't know if we've talked about this on this podcast, but I know I've talked about it before. Is Jay does a show in Chicago every week, a radio show. And he's articulate, and he's funny, and it's enjoyable to listen to. But he's not mainstream on every other commercial, and not fucking Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or Aaron Rodgers talking about discount double check. So now ESPN and everyone else fucking hates it. The stat I will throw out there is who's got more fourth quarter comebacks with a touchdown since 2009 than Jay Cutler. Nobody.
I think my guy Andrew Luck is right there.
There's no one else, dude. Since 2009, he hasn't been in the league that
long. Not
in
a lot. Yeah,
since
yeah.
2009, Jay Cutler has more comeback wins with a touchdown than anyone else in the league. Stop fucking hating on Jay Cutler. We don't have a better option.
You're not going to have a better option.
We're not
going to
have a better option
going into the draft either.
Not anytime soon. Get off his fucking nuts because he doesn't placate to the media bullshit that you and I don't stand for anyway. So on this podcast, at least, I will say this. Jay Cutler is the solution because there is an alternative. And I don't want to hear anything else unless you have a better solution for me.
Jay might have a better solution.
I would love to hear it because I don't think there is a better solution.
Number one, he wouldn't need to be fourth quarter comeback if he would actually play the earlier three quarters. But, you know, that's just me.
I know how you feel.
And number two, yeah, he certainly hasn't done anything with the media, like, I don't know, show up repeatedly on the league.
His hot-ass wife, Kristen Cavallari.
Not the same media, dude.
By the way.
That's not what I'm talking about.
She is hot, so.
But that's not the same media I'm talking about. You know that.
Right, correct. I get you, but...
He doesn't get paid to go on ESPN. He gets paid to go on the league.
It's not about, for me, his talent or his stats. It's about leadership, and it's about attitude. And nowhere has his attitude ever reflected that he actually gives a shit.
So, as two Bears fans, Jay's still standing here. Jay's walking away because I know he's out of work. But hopefully he can hear me. When it comes to that, what I will say about his leadership abilities, there was a play. But,
Jib, there's leaders on the sidelines, and he is not a sideline leader. Like,
you don't need him. Steve, like, okay.
Look at Tom. We already argued about Tom and how great he is on the sideline, how angry he is even after winning all the time. He still goes up to his line and all his players. He's yelling at him.
So I'll give you two examples and two responses to that. And this is where I'm going to lose my mind a little bit because I'm not a huge proponent of I don't care, right, as much as I should about you know whether Jay is good with the media or not.
Is it because you're a Chicago Cardinals fan?
No. What I mean about it is, so I don't need Jay to be in your face. I don't need Jay to grab a helmet.
Alshon needs someone in his face. Maybe Martellus needs someone in his face.
That's not his character. Here's the example I'll give you. There was a clear cut late hit. Okay, that happened in that game. We're talking about Monday night's game against the Chargers.
Yeah.
Clear-cut late hit that the officials did not call on Jay, right? So Jay got hit clearly after the ball. Ended up being, I think it was a fourth down after that, right? Kyle Long, one of his offensive linemen, got a penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct because he got into the face of the ref to defend his quarterback and was jawing on the sideline still after he got that penalty.
As he
protecting
should've.
His quarterback.
As he
so
should've.
What I will say is this, and you and I have talked about this plenty on this podcast, we don't know actually what happens inside the organization. But what I will tell you is, based on what I see, the offensive line, the offensive players, including Alshon and Martellus and Matt Forte, love Jay Cutler. None of them have ever come out and said anything negative about Jay Cutler.
I don't think they would either, but...
Why wouldn't they?
I'm not saying...
There's plenty of players that will go out there and throw their quarterback under the bus, and we can talk about that all day long if we want to.
I'm not saying anything bad about him.
But just let me finish this, because it's important.
I don't know.
My conversation, or my perspective with this whole thing is this. Fuck what the media thinks about Jay Cutler. Fuck what the fans think about Jay Cutler. Right? Those are people that get paid. Fans don't, but the media gets paid to have an opinion about it, and you and I are hopefully going to get paid at some point.
This is not a direct quote from Kristen Cavallari. It's from Jim.
It's not. The only thing that matters is, do the players on that team respect it? And there's no evidence that you can give me that tells me that those players in that locker room don't respect it. Anything else you're going to tell me...
Oh, here we go. Jay might have something to say about this, but...
Everything else you're going to tell me is speculative. That's all I'm saying.
It is, but what about the playoff game where you got injured, where you didn't come back in?
He tore an MCL. There was a medical record of that. They pulled him. So he looked like he was a sad puppy dog on the fucking sideline. Fine.
Fucking just get off the field. Fine. Like, you know what market you're in.
Dude, get off the field. He had a tore MCL.
He walked off the field.
So,
fucking.
We're going to talk about those injuries.
Just go ahead and flop it, or like Dwayne Allen in quotation marks. Go ahead and flop it and just fucking get off the fucking field.
That's not who he is, though. It's not his character. I'm not knocking the guy for his character. I'm not either.
I'm not doing that. Even when that happened, you were sitting there like, what the fuck? Why is Jay Cutler not in?
Honestly,
I know you. I know you. I know how much you drink.
You're right.
Like it was the same thing. I was fucking pissed. Fired up.
I was pissed. I was pissed. But I also know that when Jay gets hit, he gets up. And he gets hit a lot. He gets hurt. They say he's out for 2 to 4 weeks. He comes back the next week. Perfect segue, my brother.
Wait a second. Wait a second.
Right before the fall, number one, because if you're supposed to be out for 2 weeks, you should probably take those 2 weeks to recoup. Doctors know a little bit more than you do. But I appreciate the fact that he wants to get out there. Number two, he might not get hurt as much if his offensive line actually gave a shit about him, because they don't care. He's a dick.
Okay, but his argument was early was Jake Long on Monday night's game.
You watched the game, right?
Took a penalty by getting in the ref's face and then kept jawjacking on the sideline about it because it was a late hit. And it was. We know it was a late hit. I'm not a Bears fan, but it was a late hit. He didn't get the call. Tom Brady would have got the call. Peyton would have got the call.
I think the locker room has his back. I really do.
Now, I think this year, yes.
I'm not talking about any other year. I'm talking about right now, right? I think they got it. But he said, all right, so Jay.
Two to four weeks. I get it. I know where you're going.
You transitioned. Well, he said two things. So one, I was going to transition about the injury, but the other thing I was going to transition about, offensive line not giving a shit. Okay? So I will actually start there. Instead of the injury, because we know what it is, right? So we're talking about the Luck injury, out 2 to 4 or 2 to 6 weeks.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Right. Okay, so... But what I want to start with is, and I'm so glad I'm fired up now because God bless. He said the offensive line not giving a shit. Okay, so I want to transition that to the Colts, and God knows that there's a lot more similarities this year with the Bears and the Colts than there ever would have been.
They've been a lot better as far as my defense immediately. They've been a lot better since they kind of switched it around a little bit.
Right, but when Matt Hasselbeck has been quarterback,
which he's been good. But he's not been good.
Let's just talk about the offensive line.
Let's not start sucking his dick quite yet.
I'm not. I'm just
still
talking
the best quarterback in the AFC South.
I am just talking about the offensive line play. Okay. Just to counter Jay's point, right? So, offensive line play. Agree or disagree, Steve? Better with Hasselbeck playing as starter than Luck.
Last week.
Not last week, just in general, right? So the two games that Hasselbeck started versus the five games that Luck
started. He was not good. It was not good against Jacksonville at all.
Okay.
There is no reason to say that was a part of his winning column. He's 2-0 as a Colts starting quarterback. There is no reason to add the Jacksonville win as a win for them because they should have lost that game three times. I was there. Snow was there. Colts should have lost that game. Had no reason to win that game for the way they played at home. So, you know, as much as I say, don't hassle back.
My question is, last week's game,
the offensive line did not look terrible against a quote unquote great defensive line, which did not look great. And also, may have had a few cheap shots. I'm talking about Von Miller.
Knee.
Dwayne Allen in the throat, which did not get called. And then the Keep Tlaib fucking poke to the eye. Yeah.
But Steve, do you think that... So Jay just said...
The Bears RJ,
I'm sorry. RJ just said the Bears offensive line didn't give a shit about Jay Cutler. And that's why he gets sacked.
The Colts offensive line does give a shit about both of our quarterbacks.
But isn't that the same thing, though? Like, why did they play better against... Do you understand where my comparison's coming, though?
All right, after Andrew sat, they switched it around a little bit.
Okay.
I think, from what I remember, they moved the left tackle to the right tackle. Something kind of crazy, and it kind of worked.
Sure.
So they stuck with it, as you should.
They won the game. They won a game that we didn't think they were going to win.
Yeah.
Somehow, Andrew still gets a lacerated kidney.
Well, no, not somehow. He got fucking rocked because he didn't fucking slide, which he normally he does. Like he goes toward the out of bounds, and he kind of slides. But when he's running across the middle of the field, dude, you gotta slide. I agree.
Dude, he got fucking rocked. He had the ball.
First of all, it
he got hit in the back and then hit in the arm.
What's a lacerated kidney? What does that actually mean? What's lacerated mean? Cut? Tear?
He had about a half. He probably had about a quarter inch tear in his kidney.
That's a tear. And an
one way or another, it's a kidney.
Yeah, right. So he's out, but he doesn't need surgery.
And the abdominal tear also.
So we're in week 9.
That might be a cover up for something that, quote unquote, may have happened before. We don't know.
We don't know, right? So let me ask you, Colts are on a bye. So before we get into our picks, talk about the Colts because they're on a bye. We don't know how long he's going to be out. They're saying
2 to 6 weeks.
2 to 6 weeks. At least a month is what I
heard. So we'll go ahead and say 1 to 5 weeks past the bye.
So at least a month, right?
That's a big month.
Three, four? What's the record?
We're 4 and 5.
4 and 5 going into week 10. What does that do to the prospects, Steve?
We can still win out, dude. This was fucked up. Like, we have a pretty easy schedule. All right, so the toughest game we have, in my mind, past the bye week.
Yeah.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
That's the toughest game we have.
And I'm over Atlanta. So.
And our defense has obviously showed up a couple times, not when they should, against weaker teams, but the tougher teams they play, they've shown up.
Okay, so
Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. I mean, we've shown up for some tough games. Now, the weaker games when we're playing Blake and Mariota.
Yeah, we keep doing that.
You know, it's kind of sketchy. It's kind of like being a Bears fan.
Mm-hmm.
We don't show up for who we're supposed to play. We don't show up till the fourth quarter. Now, happily, the Colts, the entire team showed up in the first half. Now, was a question for you. I know you and I watched the game.
Sure.
Was that because Pep is gone? Was the offense fired up enough? Did they simplify the offense better than Pep's complicated offense? Because it wasn't really Pep's offense to me has not been super complicated because you and I can sit and say, well, they're going to throw to the right side of the field because they've got three of their main guys over there. Like, come on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, is Pep's firing a moment of change, or was it just a fluke?
So, what I think actually is, what actually happened for me is the Colts couldn't afford to not show up better after they made a change like firing Pep. So, you had to do something different that was noticeably different.
Well, we talked about it last week, too.
They had to be noticeably
Jim
different.
Caldwell got, or not Jim Caldwell, Cam Cameron got fired the year the Ravens won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And Jim Caldwell took over.
I don't know.
Going into the playoffs.
Internally, I don't know if it's any different. If Chud actually called all the plays and made that game plan, yes. I think it's better. But do I think that maybe Chuck got more involved in the play calling? Maybe, right? I don't actually know.
Now, just FYI.
But now it doesn't even matter because Hasselbeck...
Well, just FYI. When Chuck got fired in Cleveland, Chuck hired him because he knew the type of person he was. So Chuck's been on our team for quite a while now.
Yeah.
2 years, 3 years now.
Offensive line coach, right?
Yeah, he's been a coach for us for quite a while. So Chuck knows what type of guy he is. Just FYI.
That's something I've known forever. It's tough now, right? So for me, they had to make a change for the Denver game. It worked. They looked better.
I've been calling for Pep's head the entire year.
I know you have. And so I assume that you agree that Chuck made a difference, right? But two things I want to bring up, and thank God Snow's not here because he'd be like, wrap it up. But fuck that, because this is important. I still agree, with luck out, I still think the Colts are going to win the playoffs, or make the playoffs. Right? But I don't think it has anything to do with the Colts. I think it has to do with the fact that the division is as shitty as it is. And you can't tell me, and you can't disagree, that this is not the weakest division. Hold on a second.
This is the weakest division in the NFL. It is the weakest division, but listen to who they have to play next. So we still have Atlanta next week.
Okay.
And then we have Tampa.
Okay.
And then we have, I know the final four. The final four we play. Jaguars, Texans,
all
Dolphins,
division, and Titans. So it's all division, right?
Yeah.
Three of the four division, right? And those three or four, no matter who's quarterbacking, should be a win. Because the division's so bad.
Look how terrible that we played against the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm bringing it up again.
It's still a win.
Look, but Hasselbeck's still playing.
But you can't tell me the Jacksonville's a better team.
We barely beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. So win's a win. I get it. Cool. I'm happy with it. We barely beat them. We don't have to lose to them, and it costs us the division.
So what I'm asking, though, is, Steve, is one of two things. First of all, do you think they're still going to make the playoffs?
Yes.
They're still making the playoffs?
Yes.
So here's the debate that I have with the Bears guys. And it's not a debate because we all agree. But I'm not going to give you my opinion because I have a little bit of a different opinion. But I want to bring this up because it's a good time to bring it up. And we'll fly through a pick. Sorry, Snell. Fuck off. And I'm apologizing to Snow. He's not even sitting here.
Fuck you, Snow.
Right. The way the AFC South is just geographically right set up doesn't make any sense.
But neither does the NFC West. So, I mean,
that one makes a little bit more sense just based on where the Rams used to be. They were in LA when that happened.
They should have transferred it kind of over.
So, but that should have done the same thing when Baltimore got moved to the Colts. So here's what I'm asking you. Is what makes sense to
me. Is the NFL hierarchy retarded? Yes,
we know that. But so just based on geography, would it not make more sense? Right. Just let me finish this because I know you're going to jump in right away. For a shakeup to happen in the AFC where the Colts end up being in the AFC North. Hold on a second. So you have what should happen is Browns, Bengals, Colts, Steelers. Hold on. Those four teams in the AFC East, okay? You move the Ravens to the North. So then at that point, it would... I'm sorry, move them to the East.
They are in the North.
You move them to the East.
Oh, you move them to the East.
Sorry, so Baltimore to the East. So you have New England, Baltimore,
Miami.
Jets. No, not Miami. Jets. Hold on.
Miami's in the East.
I'm proposing a new South.
I'm trying to envision in my mind right now.
Yeah, I know. So what I'm proposing is a new South. So an AFC East that consists of New England, Baltimore, the Jets, and the Bills. Okay? An AFC South at that point that would consist of
Miami,
Jacksonville, Tennessee, Miami, Tennessee, as geographically makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Still the shittiest division in the NFL, but
they're all in the same time zone.
Right. And then you got the Colts now have to be in the AFC
Tennessee's
North.
Not the same time zone, sorry.
But then you have the Indianapolis Colts that would have to be in the AFC North with Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh. What happens to the Colts?
No, you said Pittsburgh twice now.
No. Pittsburgh would still be in the North. So it would be Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Cleveland, the Colts in the AFC North. AFC East would be New England, Baltimore, Jets, Bills. AFC South being the Dolphins, Tennessee, Jacksonville, Houston.
Tom Brady plays another 10 years.
But the challenge would be now Baltimore has to play New England twice instead of Miami.
Taking Miami out of the equation because they played against New England for so long now. Taking Miami out of the equation, that's the only hope that we have as Colts fans. I don't hope anybody gets hurt, but that's the only hope that Tom Brady gets hurt.
So I'm going to circle it all back. So the only way this works is, and what I want to ask you about is not the rest of it. The only reason I said it was because I was trying to make it make sense.
It does. I get you.
Call it the AFC North, whatever. That would have the Steelers, the Bengals, the Browns, and the Colts. What are the chances, if that was the division today, given the records, given everything
else... We're a wild card, obviously.
Where do the Colts... Given the injury to Luck, do you still put them...
We're a wild card.
You don't see them winning the division.
We can still beat Pittsburgh. They don't have Ben Roethlisberger playing, dude.
But what I'm asking, though, Steve, is
they don't
Antonio
win the,
Brown is not going to catch 160 some odd yards like he did last week.
But they don't win. The
look, look at him. What he did. Yeah, he's not going to win the division right now. Who's going to win a division? It's like me asking you. Let's say the Bears are 4-5.
How far? 3-5.
Green Bay is 8-0 right now. Hypothetically.
Yeah.
And me asking you, who's going to win the division? You know who the fuck's going to win the division.
Right. But Steve, what I'm saying, though, is are the Colts not getting lucky?
Ton.
I kidney you not.
Are they not getting lucky being in a shitty division with everything else and how terrible they're playing?
Okay, so
make the playoffs
Let's tie it back into what we talked about earlier. We talked about the NFC South and how shitty that division was 2 years ago.
Okay.
Look at who we've got now. We've got Luck, Broidles, Mariota, and J.J. Watt. We'll just say J.J. Watt.
And they lost their pick.
He might as well be the quarterback for the team. But look at how well they're going to be in 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, so we already wrote off the NFC South going in this year.
You're right.
Both you and I did. And look how well they're doing.
And that's a great kind of argument, Steve. Like, I was literally thinking about right now, and I'm saying, you know what? The Colts are going to luck into the playoffs. Like, I didn't even mean to do that. I'm sorry.
Again.
I didn't mean to do that one. They're going to luck into the playoffs because they're in a shitty division. Just like the Seattle Seahawks did, you know, a couple years ago. It was a few years ago now.
When they're 7-9.
7-9, right? And that division now, all of a sudden.
I still think we can make it in at 6-10.
Right. But now, all of a sudden, the NFC West is a great division. Or a much better division because you have at least two teams that are up there.
Yeah.
You know, no, a third team with St. Louis as well, San Francisco, whatever. So all you had to say was cyclical, and you're right. And I'm glad you brought that up because you're right. It is all a matter of time. You suck enough for a long enough time, you're eventually going to get better. Unless you're the Chicago Bears.
It'd be so much better if we were in the same division as, well, never mind. A couple of years ago, it would have been so much better for us to be in the same division as the Oakland Raiders. Because now this year, I don't know what's going on in football. I don't know how wins work or catches work.
I don't know
or
how catches work either.
Man, you know what? Let's tie it back all the end up. Amari Cooper.
That
dude's a fucking badass.
Time for the game picks. But before we get into them, I'm gonna plug my boy Steve. Steve, shot bets. Two in a row.
Let me plug you. You did 7-2.
Yeah, but you got the last two. So we're gonna do our shots real quick. But you know what? Hey, both of us are over 60%. We're three games apart. Keep following us to see who ends up winning it. Because we're gonna keep doing a shot bet.
We're gonna have to figure out an end of the year bet too.
We're gonna have to do all that.
We gotta do that in the next week.
We're gonna do our shot bet real quick before we get into the game.
Cheers,
brother. All right, so. Whew. Love that Jack Fire. All right, so the first game, Steve, what are we talking about? The first game pick. All
right.
We're talking about all of them. So all of our picks are on the website. We're not talking about all the games. Just the games that we care about.
PrincessPodcast.com.
Yep.
Let's go right into the Bills game.
All right, so very, very quickly, I'm taking the Jets.
Taking the Bills. I'm on your Bills.
I know, but you know what? Jets, short week, better prepared
Rex,
at home.
Rex Ryan going back to New York. I'm on the Bills.
Real quick, though, asshole, Rex Ryan. Names the dude that breaks Gino's fucking jaw named Captain.
That's Rex awesome. Ryan. I think that's fucking awesome.
You're an idiot. Go Jets. What do you got?
All right, so now we're on Green Bay.
Oh, so we're skipping. Yeah, all right. So Green Bay. The only reason we're talking about Green Bay at this point is two game losing streak, and I think both of us had Green Bay rolling in this division.
Oh, dude, yeah.
But guess what?
You're tied with Minnesota, dude.
Tied.
It's fucked up.
Tied.
What kind of world do we live in where Minnesota is tied for first place?
Depending on how our picks the Minnesota game goes, we'll see how it pans out. But I'm taking Green Bay. It is a -11.5 at home is the line. No way. I think they cover that line, even though Detroit
is a mess.
Jim, we know how you actually bet with your money, and you don't actually pick the same picks that you pick on
air. I pick the games. I don't necessarily bet on the spreads. That's different.
I know.
Picking the games is
just
different
giving,
than
I'm just
the spreads.
Giving you shit, dude.
Green Bay is going to win. I don't think Green Bay is going to cover. Green Bay is going to win. All right, Who you got?
I'm picking Green Bay. All
right.
So we're going to skip the Bears game because we're going to have that for our grand finale. We're going to go on to the Carolina Panthers game.
All right, so Panthers. Hold on, I gotta find it real quick.
They're playing the Titans.
We skipped a bunch. All right, so the reason we're talking about the Panthers is undefeated, right? Do they go 9-0? Do they not?
Tennessee.
They're going into Tennessee.
Tennessee beat New Orleans in New Orleans.
And if you heard Sunday's episode, once again, fuck you, New Orleans, costing us all kinds of money. And I say us because Steve was in on that bet. Carolina wins it because you know what? Marcus Mariota.
Mariota.
Why do I always say that wrong? I don't understand why I always say that wrong. Is a great quarterback in the making. Not quite there yet.
He will be. He will be.
Not there yet. Carolina, who you got?
Carolina with you.
Jay, who you got? Right. Carolina Titans, who you got?
Carolina.
Jay's not Carolina.
All right, so next one we got up is the Minnesota game.
Holy shit. I gotta find the Minnesota game. Who are they playing?
Minnesota is playing
the Raiders.
The Raiders!
You know,
probably the most surprising team in football right now.
Dude, Minnesota is 6-2 and tied for first place in the division.
They're probably going to be 7-3. 7-2, sorry.
How are they 6-2?
I don't understand it either. And every week someone tells me their record, I'm like, they're what?
Yep.
That makes no sense to me. But they are what they are. They're 6-2, tied with Green Bay. And I know, right, so I will go this far in saying this. And I will give you my pick right now because I know it prolongs. I did take Oakland. But, however, I will be a purple eater.
He's defending a loss right now.
I will be a purple eater. Minnesota Vikings fan, if they take down Green Bay, I will absolutely.
Purple eater fan.
Thank you for fixing that. I will take, oh my God, I would love that. I would love Minnesota to win the division because I know we're not going to. But
so basically, if you say that you're a Minnesota Vikings fan after next week, you're a purple-headed yogurt slinger fan.
I guess, but I still took
Oakland.
Because I love Amari Cooper. I love Derek Carr.
That's a dick-sucking joke right there. I don't know if you caught that, but yeah.
Who you got?
I'll pick a Minnesota, dude. I've been picking Minnesota the entire year. I'm not going to go against it, so... All right, next game on our list is Denver. Denver playing the Chiefs.
All right, so Denver...
Peyton coming off the loss.
At home.
The eye poker's sitting out. Von Miller trying to step on Dwayne Allen's throat.
So this is like the one time I wish...
Is
EP was here so I could look it up, but I'm pretty sure Andy Reid is unconscious coming off of a bye. Like, unconscious. Jay?
Quick question. All right, so do you think that you just cursed the Vikings? Because everybody sat there and bitched about Ditka putting on the little sweater, and then Green Bay hasn't won.
But Green Bay has not won since he put that sweater on. So
by you saying that you want to be a purple people eater, what have you...
He's a purple-headed yogurt slinger fan.
Pedro. Okay, yeah, okay. Deal. No.
Yeah.
I can't even explain.
Maybe. Hey, maybe it's all conspiracy. Dick and me on the same page. All of a sudden, Bears win the division 8-8, 7-9. They look like the Colts.
When that happens, knock me off. I'll get out of my wheelchair.
I don't know who this guy is, but his Twitter following is hashtag Prince Sucks.
But honestly, Andy Reid, though, I think is like sick coming off the bye.
I'm not going to argue with that.
Pretty
because,
sure
yeah.
he is. That being said, I'm still taking Denver.
The Denver's at home, dude. I'm taking Denver.
And I'm also taking Denver on the spread. It's 6.5. I think Denver wins by way more than that.
I hope they don't.
Well, I hope they do.
That leaves the door a little bit more interesting in the AFC West. Because if your Raiders can win, they're still in this. I'm picking Denver.
Okay.
But they're still in this, and that makes this division a little bit more interesting.
Remember last week when you were jumping down my throat about me saying Oakland's going to be the team in a couple years? I said a couple years.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Oakland,
they're going
to
be good.
No joke.
Amari Cooper.
I hope they can figure it out. I would love to.
David Carr. Yep.
Not in L.A. I hope it was Oakland. I hope it's Oakland.
All right, so we're going to move on to the New England game. Pretty easy pick for both of us. Now they're off of not having Deion Lewis. No Deion Lewis. And so do they go pick up Jonas Gray?
He just got cut, right?
I'm pretty sure he's working in back, like stocking shelves back here right now. So I don't know. So.
Fuck, it worked for him before. The only reason we're talking about
it. Against us, so.
It did. It mattered then. We talk about this game only because of the mental aspect.
It's next man up in New England, dude.
It's the mental aspect of them playing the Giants. Clearly their nemesis when it comes to those mind games, and they beat them. This year's version, however, unless they play in the Super Bowl again.
Please surprise me, Eli Manning, because I'm still starting you as my starting quarterback fantasy.
Unless they surprise me, maybe New England wins this game and loses the Super Bowl to them again. Who knows? I think the Giants are due. But they're in New England, they're in New York, -7.5 right now with the Patriots. I am not betting against the Patriots.
I'm not either. There's no fucking way.
I'm taking the Patriots to win it, and I'm also taking the Patriots to cover spread.
Jim, I'm gonna switch it up on you a little bit. I'm picking New England, by the way, in case that was not evident.
Yeah.
Let's skip the shot bet. Let's go to Cincinnati and talk about your boy. Your favorite ginger. No, that's a lie. Your second favorite ginger. Andy Dalton.
So as much as every ounce of me doesn't think...
Are you going to pick the Bengals?
Every ounce of me doesn't think that there's going to be three NFL teams that are going to be 9-0. Given the parity that's supposed to happen in the NFL... And how much I don't like Andy Dalton.
They're 10.5-point favorites on Tuesday. It's going to get worse.
I know. And as much as I hate all of those things, and I think we're going to be wrong, but I've already picked the Patriots. I've already picked the Carolina Panthers. I'm just going to say it. Fucking Bengals, you win. Finally, I'm on the Bengals because you should have had like 4 losses according to me.
There you go, Megan. There you go.
Yeah, I'm going with the Bengals.
Megan's not here, so I'm going to go with the Bengals.
Yeah. I'm still not bought it. I say this every week.
They're at home.
Still not bought it.
Look, they're at home. If they weren't at home, like I might give Houston a chance.
If the Texans had Jay as a quarterback,
I would still pick them to lose, but I would still... I don't know if I'd pick the over on this one. I'd pick the under if they were at home.
Yeah. Jay, real quick, we need to talk about this game. We need to throw Jay in here.
Oh, we were talking about Megan Siemens picks. Always on the Bengals.
Bengals, Texans. Bengals are favorite 10.5. Who you got?
Bengals.
Yeah. You didn't even think about it.
Honestly, the way that Andy Dalton is working, and I like seeing his eyebrows afterwards, reminds me of Syndrome from The Incredibles. And I think it's going to be incredible. That, and I like Tigers.
I was just thinking flame
very
on.
Specific things that I got going on.
I was just thinking flame on the entire time.
So you missed the other two picks.
Because that's who he is, the Incredible Torch.
He gets extended?
Yeah.
So you think all three undefeated teams are going to go 9-0?
Okay, I think they have every possibility of going 9-0. But the fact that I took all three of those teams means that one of them is going to shit the bed.
Which is basically what I just said. I was like, I'm on all of them.
It's hard to pick against any of them right now because they're playing such weak teams.
What I actually think, now that I rethink all of it as we talk about it, I think what's going to happen is the Titans are going to beat the Packers.
That is a strong possibility.
I'm not going to go as far as changing my pick, but if there was a spoiler,
I wouldn't pick it, and I don't know if I would bet against it.
Yeah.
But that's a strong possibility.
That will be the one game I don't bet
on. I was telling you earlier, dude, Dickelbow's defense, no matter who's playing for him, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
As long as those guys show up to where they're supposed to do.
And as bad as we think, quote unquote, the Saints are, offensively, they're still, it's Drew Brees, right? And they still beat them. And I still think the Saints' offense is better than the Panthers' offense. Panthers' defense is far better than the Saints' defense. But
that's why, dude, when Dick LeBeau signed in Tennessee, dude, I was fucking like, fuck.
If there's a team that's going to lose,
fuck,
that's undefeated right now, I think it's Carolina. I'm not as confident to change my pick, but that's what I think.
I'm taking Carolina still, and
I am too.
Olsen gets two touchdowns.
Oh. Bears!
The Chicago Bears. Carolina Bears. Get it right.
All right, so you got Cincinnati as well, right?
Yep. All right, so now let's go on to our shot bet of the week. Yeah. Seattle. All
right, so clearly it's our shot bet, so everyone knows we're on opposite ends. I'm taking Seattle. It's at home at the Clink. And I know everyone's like, oh, you're a Chicago Cardinals fan, and you're supposed to be all the Cardinals. And I'm still all in. All
right,
with the Cardinals.
Defend your pick with Seattle right now.
Seattle coming off a bye at home. I just think they have to, because it's a desperation game for them. If they lose this game, we're almost talking them not even making the playoffs.
We're talking about them almost with the same record as the Bears,
right? So they have to win it. Given the desperation, given the fact that it's at home on a Sunday night after a bye. I'm taking them. The line is Seattle -3. Fuck it, they cover.
I'm taking Arizona, dude, because you think about it, who has been the king of the division the entire time? What better way to punch him in the fucking mouth and go in their home stadium on Sunday night?
You're convincing me that I'm wrong. You're already convincing me that I'm wrong. And you're right. No,
fucking
you're right.
Punch them so fucking hard that they're out of the playoffs. Get the fuck out of here. Arizona all day.
I'm probably going to lose that bet. But, yeah. I'm going to lose
that's
the shot.
That's three in a row, son.
I'm going to lose the shot bet. I'm not changing. Seattle, please. I fucking hate you, but please.
All right, so I'm on Arizona. Let's go on to the final pick of the week. The Bears.
All right.
Because somebody's going to Seattle. Or not Seattle.
No, St. Louis. St. Louis. So I'm going to be there. And if I can't bring that fucking mojo, I don't know who else can. And for the record, the last three Bears games I attended, three Bears victories.
Hey, that's how I feel about going to the Colts games, dude. I know.
I show up, they win. Bears, you should listen to this and give me free tickets to all of your games.
Oh, so they can go 16-0?
That's not going to go. You go 16-0 if that happens. I'm going to be there. I think the Rams are very good.
Who's going
where?
Into St. Louis with you.
My boy Lou. My boy O. My boy Mark. We're going to go party it up. We're going to be at a casino on Saturday.
Oh.
Hopefully I don't lose all the money that I'm just going to gamble all these games. Maybe I win some money and gamble more. I don't know. It's going to be crazy.
Win some money to come back and spend some on our podcast.
Yes, I will do all of that. But listen, so the Bears
don't worry. None of your proceeds, if you ever donate to us on the Princess Kickstarter, we'll go toward Jif's St. Louis excursion.
It won't happen.
It'll go toward you guys when you show up.
But here's what I will say. Right now, it's a 7.5-point spread. The Rams are favorite 7.5. Bears coming off a victory. And I don't know who's listening to this or whatever, where you live. But anytime the Bears play in St. Louis, it's a home game for the Bears. It's a 5-hour drive from Chicago to St. Louis. St. Louis can't sell their stadium out, and that's why they're potentially going to move to L.A. So it will be a home game. If it's on TV here, Steve, let me know. You watch it and tell me how many fucking Bears fans you see, because you're going to see... You're going to be like, oh my God, this is a home game.
Dude, it's like watching Green Bay in any stadium. You're going to find somebody. Just look at Cam Newton ripping down the goddamn sign
yep.
for
But Steve, I'll put this.
The Carolina Bears country.
If you look at the pictures, you look at the pictures of the San Diego
Tigers country, whatever.
You look at the San Diego game with the Bears in San Diego. There were more Bears fans in that stadium than there were Chargers fans. And now we understand why the Chargers, the Raiders, and the Rams are potentially moving. This will be a home game in St. Louis.
Yep.
Bears win. The spread is 7.5. So I will have to bet plus 7.5. So they can lose by 7. But Bears straight up win this fucking game because it's going to be a home game in St. Louis. We're going to be on our way back.
So, real quick
question. Same record as the Colts going into week 11.
The snow in my mind is telling me to cut, but real quick question. Matt Forte did not play in the last game. Is he playing in the next game?
It doesn't matter.
Is he playing in the next game?
Is he still questionable? No, he's still questionable. I just looked it up. He's on my fantasy team. He's projected for nothing. 0 points. He's questionable still. But Jeremy Langford, Michigan State plug, our fourth-round draft pick, looked amazing against the Chargers. That is our future. Way cheaper. I'm sorry, Matt. Hopefully you take
That's
a deal.
Dude.
Hopefully you take a deal that makes sense for the Bears and makes sense for you after this year. I really hope that that works out.
Do you want Matt Forte in town still?
I do. But I also understand where our
regime is going. Do you think you guys are a two-back running system?
I think that our regime is moving into a situation where they're like, you know what? We want our guys, our players, our draft picks, our situation.
But you inherit Jay Cutler and Matt Forte, which are amazing players.
Yeah.
Because they are super talented.
I'm not saying
Jay Cutler can throw the ball fucking 70 yards if he had to.
So what I'm not saying is this. I don't think
in about 2 years, maybe not.
I don't think our regime dislikes Matt Forte, because if they did, they'd already traded him.
Okay.
I think they want him there, but I think they've done enough to understand. They've understood enough to say, you know what, if the deal doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
Okay.
Right? That's all I'm saying. And Jeremy Langford looked good. I'm not saying he's going to be as good as Matt Forte tomorrow, but as of right now...
But you're saying he's your future. So
our future, yeah.
I mean, Matt Forte's not that old, dude.
Steve, you guys are built... Matt Forte's 30 years old.
He's not that old.
For a running back, that's... I mean, he's got 3 or 4 years max left. Right? I mean,
did Frank Gore not run for 90-some-odd yards last week?
You tell me Matt... I mean,
or not Matt Forte. Frank Gore, sorry.
Yeah, no, you said Frank Gore. So, Frank Gore, I still think is past his prime.
Are we not proving you wrong? Now, Andre Johnson, that's a little different story. I still think there's a little bit of time to build on him. But Frank Gore is showing everybody that he's not past his prime. He can play with no fucking line. And
Frank
still
Gore
run for
runs,
90
runs
yards.
Runs for 1,500 yards for the year, then yeah, but...
He's playing for the fucking Indianapolis Colts.
I don't
want no offensive line that has never had a fucking running back since fucking Edgerrin James.
So I don't want this to be misconstrued anyway. I want Matt Forte on the Bears. I want him to retire as a Bear. But I also wanted Charles Tillman
same,
to retire.
Same as Peanut. Same as fucking yeah.
And
I
understand that it's not necessarily going to happen. What I am saying, though, is I'm excited. The Bears have done enough to say someone like Jeremy Langford could potentially step in those shoes.
Understand.
And what our brass is doing now actually makes sense. They're doing some shit that makes sense to build for the future. We're going to be bad for a while, man.
I wouldn't pick you guys bad for a while, though.
A few years at least, right?
Well, just like you're saying, dude, Jay Cutler's got the talent. Matt Forte's got the talent. And now he's got a second guy to pass the ball to. So when he runs off the field, can actually have a breather and they can still move the ball forward.
But then you got someone like Alshon that doesn't want to, publicly said they don't want to be in Chicago, and you're a sick receiver. I want to be in Chicago.
You got Kevin White sitting on the sideline,
hurt. Yeah.
So he hasn't even had his rookie year yet. He will.
And there is, I guess, rumors that he's coming back before the season's over. So who knows?
I wouldn't push him personally, but if the doctor's clear, because with Alshon wanting out or whatever he's doing at this point in time,
I
would not put on marbles in Alshon's basket because we know where he's going to go. I know where he's going to go.
Where's that?
The Chicago Cardinals.
Yeah. Fuck.
Why would you not? I mean,
you know what the rumors. You brought that up. You know what the rumors I hear here. Andrew Luck going there.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm just telling you.
First of all, franchise tag. Sorry, dude. You ain't going anywhere. Here's a quarter of our franchise. It's yours. Alshon's going.
How pissed would you be if that happened?
Alshon is going to Arizona, dude. I promise you. I promise you.
You know what? So, Bears. I don't know where we're at time-wise. No, sorry. Bears win straight up. I'm gonna bet them +7.5, but Bears win. Who you got?
I forget where we're at this point in time because
Bears Rams, dude. I'm going to the game. Who you got?
I'm going on St. Louis.
Nah, of course you are.
I can't help it. I have the Rams defense. I have to pick up. Come on, guys.
All right,
so Jim, let's wrap this shit up.
Yeah, let's do it. So here we go, man. So episode 12.
Yes, sir.
In the books, Fort Bend Pub.
Minus snow, plus red.
We had red. We appreciate the time. We appreciate you guys listening to it. We love all you guys. We're all over it, right? Prince Says Podcast.com. Check it out. Everything is there. A website, picks, merchandise, all of that. We got everything.
The travel mug looks awesome. I just purchased it a little bit ago.
It's steel. I mean, good quality. I'm wearing the t-shirt now. It's not cheap shit. It's good quality stuff. Check us out, guys. We really appreciate it. We're going to be at Bubba's 33 next week, Tuesday night, not instead of Wednesday. Jay's off. So Tuesday night we'll be there. Game picks will be up and live. Check us out this weekend. Enjoy your football, as we will. I'll be in St. Louis. Texting Steve the entire time, talking about how great of a time I'm having in the STL.
Can I go ahead and say, like, is it Ram Up?
Oh, it may be Ram Up, but as Prince always says, Bear Down.